I'm Nathan Cones with your Week in Review for Sunday, August 16th, 2020. At number 10 on our listeners' list of top headlines and stories, a Carroll and Greene County law enforcement investigation is ongoing into a troubling motorist complaint over the last weekend. A woman reported as she was in Carroll that two men had invited her to go to a motel. She declined and continued on Highway 30 towards Jefferson, and the woman told law enforcement the two men had followed behind closely and flashed their headlights. She contacted authorities in Greene County. They stopped the two men, who denied any involvement with the woman, and were released after being identified. At number 9, it was Monday morning storm alert. It was a brief story that just went out saying that the derecho was coming through. I had quite a few folks did check out that little notification we sent out through our app. If you haven't downloaded the Carroll Broadcasting mobile app, you get a real easy chance notification, things along those lines. It's available for free on Google Play and the Apple App Store. At number 8, two were arrested on Illinois warrants after one subject led authorities on a foot chase Tuesday morning that started up near the Fairview Apartments and ended on North Clark Street. Again, both of those individuals, one man and one woman, were wanted on out-of-state warrants. At number 7, a notable man has been charged for leaving the scene of a personal injury accident on Saturday. Whenever it comes to car accidents, those types of things, I encourage you to check out the original story online at 1380kcim.com. Number 6, Manning Regional Healthcare Center is welcoming back a familiar face to the Family Practice Clinic. Their medical staff there is going to be increasing by one with the addition of certified physician assistant Anissa Earlmeyer. At number 5, it's just photos from the storm damage from August 10th. Of course, that derecho did blow through late Monday morning and pushed through the rest of Iowa and the Midwest, causing a ton of damage. You can look at some of the local photos that we took, as well as photo submissions from our listeners online at 1380kcim.com or through the KCIM social media pages. At number 4, the DNR reports a 14-year-old male was killed in a watercraft accident on Tuesday. The youth's name was not released following that accident. At number 3, the newest Carroll County deputy says service is just a part of who he is. That is Austin Siebenaller, originally of Roselle. You can check out the full story online with him at 1380kcim.com. At number 2, charges are pending after a car collided with the Carroll Casey's store. No injuries were reported, but there was some damage to the exterior and interior of the building. And then our top story, in terms of our listeners anyway, a teenage driver records a blood alcohol content more than 2 times the legal limit, resulting in their arrest. Did involve a minor, so no names will be released here by us at Carroll Broadcasting. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.